Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive on a topic that's both super exciting and kind of daunting, AI and life sciences. Specifically, we're wading into the regulatory waters, which seem to be getting murkier by the minute.
Yeah, and the pace of AI development compared to the regulations trying to catch up is, well, it's a little wild west out there. This EY report we're looking at really highlights the challenges for life sciences companies right now.
It's like trying to hit a moving target, right?
Yeah.
AI is evolving so rapidly. So where are we globally? What's the lay of the land when it comes to regulations?
Well, globally, we're seeing a real awakening. Governments around the world are realizing, okay, we need to get a handle on this AI thing.
Yeah.
Canada, China, the EU, Japan. The EY report actually digs into 8 major jurisdictions, and the common thread is this move towards risk-based AI regulation.
Right.
Risk-based. So not all AI is created equal in the eyes of the law.
Exactly. It's about assessing the potential risks tied to how the AI is actually being used. A chatbot that helps you book a doctor's appointment, for example,
right,
that's not going to be under the same scrutiny as, say, an AI system diagnosing cancer from biopsies.
Yeah, that makes sense. You don't need a legal team to sign off on a chatbot telling you to drink more fluids. So how does this actually work in practice, this risk-based approach, I mean?
Well, the EU AI Act is a perfect example. It's considered one of the most advanced attempts we've seen so far to really get a grip on AI regulation.
And this is going to have ripple effects beyond just the EU, right? Absolutely. Its influence is going to be felt globally, for sure. And at the heart of it is this risk-based approach. They've categorized AI systems into 4 buckets: unacceptable risk, high risk, limited risk, and minimal risk.
So give us an example. Let's say you're a life sciences company and you've developed a brand new, shiny AI tool. What does all this actually mean for you?
It all comes down to figuring out where your tool fits into those risk categories. Let's say you've developed an AI-powered diagnostic tool for something like cancer screening.
Okay.
Well, that's a high-stakes situation.
Yeah.
Patient safety is directly on the line, so that's going to fall under high risk.
Which equals more hurdles to clear to get approval, I'm guessing.
You got it. Think rigorous testing, making sure your data is squeaky clean, being completely transparent about how your AI works. And then there are the fines for not complying.
Mm-hmm. The report mentioned some pretty eye-watering figures, I have to say.
30 million euros or 6% of global revenue for serious breaches, so yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's enough to get anyone's attention.
Definitely.
But this global regulatory landscape, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the report dives into some other approaches as well, right?
Totally. And this is where it gets interesting, I think. Switzerland, for instance, they've historically been aligned with EU regulations, but they're facing what the report calls a Swiss dilemma.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's the dilemma?
Innovation.
What?
You're known for being a hub for innovation, right?
Yeah.
Cutting-edge technology, all that. And they don't want to stifle that.
Yeah.
But they also don't want to fall behind or face trade barriers by not playing ball with international regulations, especially
yeah.
those coming from, you know, powerhouses like the EU.
It's a tough spot to be in, for sure, walking that tightrope. So how are they approaching this?
Well, the report highlights that Switzerland is going for a more, I guess you could say, contextual approach. They're weighing the potential benefits of AI against any potential downsides on a case-by-case basis. They're using existing legal frameworks, but definitely keeping a close eye on how the EU AI Act plays out.
So a bit less about hard and fast rules,
right,
and more about, like, adapting to the specifics of each case.
Yeah, exactly. More wait and see, which, as you can imagine, has stirred up some debate.
Because when the landscape is changing so rapidly, some people want those clear guidelines, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's a real need for it.
It's like trying to build a house on shifting sand.
Right, exactly.
So no matter where a company hangs its hat, what's the big takeaway from all of this, would you say?
Risk management. It has to be top of mind. And the EY report actually goes into a really helpful tool for navigating this, the EY Trusted AI Framework.
Let's dig into that framework because it sounds like exactly what's needed in all of this.
Yep.
So this EY Trusted AI Framework, it's not just about checking boxes for compliance, though, right?
Yeah.
It feels bigger than that. Like, it's about actually building trust in AI, which seems especially important in a field like life sciences.
Yeah, you got it. It's about making sure that responsibility is baked in from the very beginning. And the framework boils it all down to 5 key attributes.
Okay.
Performance, lack of bias, resilience, explainability, and transparency.
Big words. Let's break those down because I think each one is super relevant in a life sciences context.
Yeah.
So performance, I'm guessing that's just making sure these AI tools actually do what they're supposed to.
Right.
Reliably and accurately.
Yeah, exactly. And in life sciences, you're talking about, people's health,
Yeah.
well-being. The margin for error is tiny. I mean, we're talking about AI that could be supporting drug discovery, helping with really complex diagnoses, even guiding surgical procedures. So its performance has a direct impact on patient outcomes.
No pressure there. And lack of bias, we hear that a lot with AI in general, but again, in healthcare, it feels like the stakes are just that much higher.
100%. The report really emphasizes this. You've got to remember, these AI models, they're only as good as the data they learn from. And
Right.
if that data is biased, look out, because those AI systems can actually make existing inequalities in healthcare even
It's like
worse.
they say, garbage in, garbage out. Right.
Exactly.
But with much higher stakes.
Way higher. Imagine a diagnostic tool that's less accurate for certain ethnicities, for
Oh,
example.
wow.
That's a disaster. Okay, so let's talk about resilience. What does that even mean when we're talking about AI?
Yeah, it sounds more like something you'd look for in like a, I don't know, a fire hydrant or something.
Well, think of it like this. You want your AI systems to be tough, able to handle anything that gets thrown at them. Cybersecurity threats, data breaches, power outages, these things happen.
Right.
A resilient AI system, it can roll with the punches.
You don't want your AI-powered surgical robot going offline mid-surgery. So how does this framework address the whole black box problem that we always hear about with AI?
That's where explainability and transparency really come in. They're super important for building trust, especially in healthcare.
But they sound similar. What's the difference really between the two?
Okay, so explainability is all about being able to understand how the AI system actually reaches its conclusions. So, why did it recommend a certain treatment? How did it get to that diagnosis? And that's key for building trust, obviously, but it also empowers doctors, right? They
Yeah.
can understand and properly interpret the AI's suggestions.
So it's not just about getting an answer from the AI, it's about understanding the why behind the answer.
Exactly. And then transparency is about being really upfront.
Okay.
How is the AI developed? What data was used to train it? What
Yeah.
are the limitations? It's
Yeah.
about being like, hey, this AI is powerful, but it's not magic.
No more hiding behind the it's too complicated to explain excuse, right?
Exactly. And the EY report gets into some of the potential risks if you don't do that, if you just have these black box models running things in healthcare.
Okay, like what kind of risks?
One of the biggest ones is misdiagnosis. If you have a black box model that's trained on biased data, it could lead to certain groups of people being misdiagnosed way more often, and that just makes existing health disparities even worse.
Which speaks to the need for data that is diverse and representative when you're building these tools.
100%. And the report also talks about this potential for over-reliance, where medical professionals might start relying too much on the algorithm's output.
Right. And they miss other important things.
Exactly. And that's a concern for sure, but it's not all doom and gloom. The report also highlights the incredible potential here, right? We're talking about faster drug discovery, personalized treatments, more accurate diagnoses, more efficient clinical trials. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, it feels like we're really on the verge of a revolution in healthcare.
Absolutely. But we've got to be careful, right? We have to be responsible.
That's it.
And that's where this whole conversation about transparency and explainable AI is so important. It's not about stopping innovation. It's about making sure it's done in a way that benefits everyone.
Right, and ultimately leads to better outcomes for everyone. So, what's the takeaway for our listeners today? For those working in life sciences, how do they get ready for this AI-powered future?
I think the biggest thing is being proactive. Stay informed, learn about the regulations, get familiar with frameworks like this EY trusted AI framework, and make those principles like transparency and explainability, make those core parts of your work.
That's a great point. This is something that affects all of us, right?
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility to make sure that this AI revolution is a good thing. It's like we're standing on the edge of something huge, this incredible future powered by AI. But like with any powerful tool, we've got to make sure we're using it the right way.
Yeah, I think that's key. And I like that the EY report really gets into that, balancing, this groundbreaking innovation with like responsibility.
But how do we do that? Where do we even start?
Well, transparency is huge. And I
Yeah.
don't just mean being transparent with regulators, it's about being open with patients, doctors, everyone.
So no more hiding behind jargon or like really complex algorithms that nobody understands.
Exactly. Especially when you think about AI and healthcare, patients need to be able to trust that these AI tools, they're safe. They're effective and they're being used in their best interests.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine being diagnosed with something serious based on an algorithm you don't understand at all.
Right.
That's not exactly reassuring, is it?
Not at all. And that's where this whole idea of explainable AI comes in, right? The report stresses how important that is, being able to actually understand how the AI reaches its conclusions.
Yeah, it's like the difference between like just being given directions versus actually understanding the map.
Exactly. Explainable AI gives you the map, shows you the route, and it helps both doctors and patients feel more confident in the process.
It makes me think of all those sci-fi movies where, the AI takes over and nobody knows how it happened.
Right.
And you definitely don't want healthcare to end up like that,
No,
right?
definitely not. But thankfully, I think we're moving in the right direction. There's this push for more transparency, for these AI systems that are explainable. And it's not just about making technology less intimidating, it's about ethics, about responsibility.
It's a call to action, really, for everyone involved, from the
Yeah.
people creating the algorithms to the doctors using them. We all have a role to play here, don't we?
We do. And it's our job to make sure this AI revolution actually makes things better for everyone, leads to a healthier, more equitable future for everyone.
Well said. It's been amazing. Really fascinating taking a deep dive on this. It's clear that we're on the cusp of something huge with AI in life sciences. And I think how we handle the regulations, the ethical stuff, it's going to make all the difference. So that's it for today, everyone. But until next time, keep asking questions and keep learning.